welcome to episode 213 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Learning that zero and go are the same.
I was going to say the same thing.
And Gabe Philbin.
This is week two in a row that you've done some shit on the countdown.
Yeah, you've done something weird on the countdown.
It's all right. Change is good. It keeps you on your toes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Have you been playing video games?
I have. It is more Fallout. I'm pretty deep into that game. It's basically been the only thing I've been playing. I think I mentioned it last week. I still want to go get Tomb Raider, but I haven't because I just keep playing Fallout. And I also bought Elite Dangerous Horizons, and I haven't turned that on yet because I just keep playing Fallout, which is weird. Like, I'm surprised that I'm like as into that game as I am, but I am.
Done this with the other Fallout games? Or no?
Well, yeah.
No, Fallout, you hated on Fallout 3.
Well, Fallout 3, but I did the same thing. Like, I just sat there. Well, I hated on Vegas. I didn't like Vegas. Okay. I couldn't get into Vegas. But yeah, Fallout 3, I kind of did the same thing. But I remember taking like a long break from it and then coming back and kind of like getting roped in for a really long time until I finished it. And this one, I keep, like, I'm kind of pushing, like, I'll go do some side stuff for a while, and then I'll, like, go hit up another story mission every so often. But I'm using, so I started a bunch of stuff with the Brotherhood of Steel, and so I have power armor, and I've had a pretty decent flow of money, so I have never really been in danger of running out of fusion cores. And now I'm specking my character down to where fusion cores will last, like, twice as long. Boy, that power armor is pretty overpowered. Like, I walked into a building yesterday, and there was a super mutant with a minigun. Just starts unloading, and I'm just kind of standing there while I kill him. It took almost no damage, because power armor's really strong. So that's been kind of neat. I've been really into the weapon crafting stuff. For whatever reason, that's kind of got me hooked. And I have a kick-ass rifle that I've been using that's really strong, and it shoots 45 rounds, so I named it Quattro Cinco.
Naturally.
Yeah. Because I kept losing it in my queue of things. So, but yeah, I think that's really the only thing I've been playing. Just, I keep going back to it, and I've got Ori and the Blind Forest sitting there that I got recently, and
that's a good game.
That's what I've heard, but I haven't gone back to check anything else out. I've just got stuff sitting there waiting, but Fallout keeps roping me in. So,
Roping.
Yeah. And I had to go back to work this week, which kind of sucks.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, it's really stupid. I don't like it.
I went back to school and I found out I signed up for the wrong class.
You dumb.
It's not the wrongest, but it's still wrong.
Right.
Yeah, it ain't so right.
Yeah.
So yay.
No, and I no wrong, just right. Gabe signed up for the wrong class.
That's how I do.
Mm-hmm.
What class did you sign up for?
I signed up for ethical reasoning about the environment when I meant to sign up for ethical reasoning about ethical reasoning.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, no.
So is there another option? Like, I remember in college when I signed up for history, it was just like, you just signed up for history, and then you got stuck in whatever history you randomly got assigned to. So I got something about South America. I don't, like you didn't really have a choice once you signed.
So it's like based on like teacher and time slot, and on the site it says like the course name, and all the course names are the same, all like ethical reasoning.
Yeah.
It's the same for like some other classes too, but then there's like a sub core like part on the chart that's kind of like obscure and in a weird place, and that's where the like actual, what like the determined subject of the class is.
Right.
And I found that out on another class that I signed up for, and I almost signed up for another wrong one. I was like, oh, there's no way the other ones would be like this, too. This is just some dumb thing. And then I show up in class, and people are going around the room and, like, talking about what the environment means to them, and I'm just like, I'm a film studies major, so I look at pictures of the environment rather than actually go out into it. So that's what I do.
Then everybody looked at you like you're an
asshole.
And then
everyone booed me.
Boo this man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so the exciting school life of Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exciting.
Having to do stuff sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like moving. Moving's dumb.
Just yeah, do it. I said if I ever move again, I'm paying people to do it, because fuck that. You live in a house for long enough and it's like, well, there's just, nah, I'm not doing this. There's too much stuff here.
Yeah. So that's happening on Thursday, I think. And it's happening in between my two classes, so that's fun. Oh boy. Can't wait.
Oh, I saw Hateful Eight since we last recorded.
Oh.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Hateful Eight.
Yeah, still like I gotta agree with Gabe. Not very good. Not great. Real boring, real long.
Did you do 70 millimeter?
I don't think so. I didn't see anything that said that's what it was. I saw the little thing pop up when the movie was playing, shot in 70, whatever it's called, like whatever the dumb name they gave it. But I don't necessarily know that that meant they were playing it like that.
Usually, like on the ticket or on like the theater,
yeah, that's what
they'll
I thought.
Say.
Yeah, and this theater.
Why is that an option?
Like, yeah,
it's just a different. It's not like digital, so it's on like an actual film projector.
Oh, then probably not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not great. Really long, and we didn't get an actual intermission. Like
a lot okay, of so then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just like you could see where the intermission was supposed to happen, but it just rolled right through. They
did the big
it.
Word intermission tip you off of that?
I don't remember. Was that a thing?
Yeah.
I actually don't know that showed up. It went to black and then sat there for a while and came back, and then the narrator's like, "It's been about 15 minutes since blah blah."
Yeah.
Blah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And I was like, "Well, that must have been where
wait,
it was supposed
so
to be."
So in Gabe's viewing, did you actually have to wait 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, in mine, it just rolled right through. So.
How could they do that?
Then it's still just after. It's been about 15 minutes, hasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But they make it so that it's like, they kind of make it sound like it's, like you could do both, because they make it sound like maybe it's just been 15 minutes in movie time.
Right. Well, that's what it actually is.
Yeah, they basically pick up 15 minutes after everything happened. But yeah, Gabe actually had to wait it out. Yeah. I did
so
not.
Is there anything to watch in between?
No, it's just an intermission screen. So you like you go bathroom and stuff.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting experiment.
No, it's used to be this way.
No, I know that it used to be this way.
Okay, just the word experiment.
It hasn't been that way in what like 20 years.
The last movie I know that did it was Gandhi.
At least, yeah.
And that was when was Gandhi? Not actual Gandhi, but the movie Gandhi.
I can say I'm about to turn 34, and I have never been to a movie with an intermission in it. So it had to have been longer than that. Where,
sure.
Since it was just that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I should have taken advantage of it, because I was, like, dead tired by the end of that movie. But I didn't.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake.
I don't think I disliked it as much as you and Harris, but I wouldn't say that I was a fan of it.
Still not positive, but not as
yeah,
negative.
Like, I don't know how, like exactly what I think of it, but I know I didn't like it. I don't know. It was a weird movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to search Gandhi movie and my phone autocorrected to Grandiose movie, so.
Did Hateful Eight come up?
Yeah, Gandhi was not. Geez, 1982? Fuck.
That movie's as old as me.
Damn. I didn't realize it was that old.
I didn't either. I thought it was from like the mid to late 90s or something.
Yeah, I thought early mid. Damn. All right. Fun fact for the day.
How long was that movie?
That movie's real long. I think it's longer than 8 Full 8.
Well, like yeah. Lonesome Dove long?
It's 3 hours and 11 minutes long, so 4 minutes longer than 8 Full 8.
Lonesome Dove is like 6 hours.
Yeah. Stop making movies so long, people.
Is 8 Full 8 only that long if you include a 15-minute intermission?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's that long plus 15 minutes.
And then the version without the intermission, like non-70mm, I think is like 6 minutes shorter.
Yeah, well, they probably could have cut out half an hour had they made the intro less drawn out. Like just the credits. They probably
cut out like 45 minutes of everything.
It was like they're just playing like the opening credits and it's just slowly zooming out from this crucifix. Like,
Jesus.
And it takes for fucking ever. I think like it felt really long, but I think not exaggerating, probably a solid 7 minutes of zooming out of this cross.
That's insane.
That's exaggerating. But
you think yeah. so? I don't
it
know.
It was
man.
It was a long ass zoom.
It was long.
What was long for me? I don't know if you had this. Instead of trailers for movies before the movie started, mm-hmm. We just had a musical number play, and on the screen it just said Overture.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I got special treatment. Even though I like seeing trailers.
Lucky you.
Tarantino robbed me of my movie mm-hmm. trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Gabe?
What's up?
What have you been doing?
I've been getting ready to move.
No. So
that, yeah, I know. Crazy, right? But in addition to that, I finally bought some stuff on the Steam sale. Kind of like last minute buys of I think I bought like 5 or 6 games. I bought only one of them I've played like for I don't know, I wouldn't say extensively, but like a bit, and that's Invisible Ink. In addition to that, I bought Undertale, Ori and the Blind Forest, Axiom Verge, Downwell, and shit, that might be it.
A lot of good games.
Let's just go with that being it. I meant to pick up Shower with Your Dad Simulator, but I didn't. I think it's only a dollar anyway.
I don't know what that is.
I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Yeah. Sounds weird.
It looks a lot like Don't Shit Your Pants.
Just I don't know style. What that is either.
What do you do in that game? What's the goal?
Oh yeah, it's a long story. I like how you can literally win that game by taking your pants off and then just shitting yourself. It's like, congratulations, you did not shit your pants.
You're not wrong, but everyone yeah. else lost. Everyone around you lost.
How does it
so
feel?
So I played Invisible Ink. I got through one like run of that, I guess. Like I got through the last mission. And fuck, that game's hard. But damn, it that game gets me. Invisible Ink, like, just like it sings to everything I like about XCOM, but also like makes a really good stealth game out of that. And I
I've
don't
been banging
know.
The drum on Invisible Ink for a I year know. Now, and no one listens to me.
Well, it came out like this year. I don't know when, but it finally came out of early access this year.
Sure.
And like the experience I had in the last mission, like, really fucked me up. Of, I'm pretty sure rooms are generated randomly, like the yeah. layout and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up in like the last room. I went around the entire area in a pretty time sensitive mission to get to the wrong room first. I needed to go to a room that was like right next to where I spawned actually, but I just didn't go through that door. So I need to get a guy back there, and at this point there's like 10 guards, where at the start there was like 4, and I can't really kill any of them, just like with my equipment. So I ended up having to sacrifice my like best character, like by distracting all the guards to look in one direction, and they just had to kill her to keep the other person who was like hacking a terminal safe. And I took a screenshot of like all the like vision cones around this area, and it's like the most like high tense bullshit I've ever experienced. And also in the midst of all that, like, my brain broke down. I was like, fuck this. I'm not, I can do this right. I just fucked up. I'm just going to start this over. So I just like Alt F4'd the game, loaded it back up, and like hit continue, and loading screen. Each like start to a mission, like loading screen, the like AI voice says, gives you, I don't know, like a little helpful tip or some bullshit. And this time she just said, don't let me down this time. And then it just loaded me right back to where I was. And I just screamed, fuck you at the PC. But it was still really good. I ended up finishing the mission, even though I had to kill my favorite agent. Shit, that game is insanely tactical in like a very satisfying way. I think I'm like more and more liking these roguelikes.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
because they're getting better.
Yeah, it's like Invisible Ink isn't just like, I couldn't really get into Rogue Legacy too much. I think that's like more standard formula, just like done really well. And Invisible Ink just like Invisible Ink and Galaxy are like the two that stand out a lot for me. I need to play a lot more Galaxy. Cause,
so like you said you beat Invisible Ink, right?
Or I got through a run of
it. Sure. I have never gotten through a run, and I've played that game so much. And so when I heard you did, I was like, well, fuck. But like the thing about that game, since it's a roguelike, every time I failed, I was anxious to hop back in. Like I wasn't like, God, I have to go through all this again. It's like, all right, new game. It's completely fresh, new levels. I get to like redeem myself in a completely different way. So I don't know. So that's a benefit of these roguelikes, is that you get to try again, but it's not as much of a daunting task because it's completely fresh each time.
Yeah, you can like learn from your past, like not like the layouts or anything, but just like what led to like you failing, and just apply that to the next run.
Yeah, and it's just fun, like having unlimited amounts of like possibilities for level design.
And shit, cool. It's just such a good stealth game.
And for me, I think what really hooks me, much like Bloodborne, is that the style of the game.
It looks so good.
The sound effects, the audio, the music, the art style, like it's all on point. It looks so fucking good.
Yeah. I'm excited to play more of that game and hop into the other ones I got too, because I've been like watching some AGDQ, the Awesome Games Done Quick marathon, and they've done a few Metroid games. I think they did Metroid Prime today, and they did a two people on one controller Super Metroid, and I've been really wanting to play a Super Metroid type game, if not just Super Metroid again.
Do Axiom Verge.
Yeah, I don't think that's why I picked up Axiom Verge.
Yeah, or did you get Shadow Complex when it was free?
I played through that like when it came out.
Well, it was free on PC like last week or something, so I downloaded it.
It's like free if you get like Epic's game client or something, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to get into these new games, and Undertale I've just heard so much about. And maybe you've heard like too much about it, where I know some things that I would have rather gone in blind on, but still, there's too much buzz around Undertale to ignore it any further. So, got to get into that. And also, since Dylan's not here, I guess I can talk about The Witcher. Because I started playing that. I am digging it quite a bit still. I guess I talked about it last week, too. So I've played more of it since then. A lot more of it since then. And
I think last week you talked about starting it. I don't remember.
I was maybe like an hour and a half, 2 hours into it at that point, I think. But now, I don't know the exact time, but it's a lot. And it's good. It's just, I think what I heard about this game a lot, like whenever I brought up like Dragon Age Inquisition and how I got into that, they're like, oh, the combat's so much better than The Witcher. I fucking hate the combat in The Witcher. Like, it's so slow, and you can get like stun locked by groups of enemies. It works. The combat, I think, works fine in like one-on-one scenarios for like boss fights, but I've had like swarms of like five like kind of low level little mobs just like hit me and then I can't do anything, and then another one hits me and I can't do anything, and then hit, and they just like stagger me with that, and then I'm dead. And when you die in this game, it fucking sucks because this game has a terrible save system. And it takes forever. It, for some reason, the longest load time in this game is after you die. Not like fast traveling or anything. It's so much longer after you die. So it's just terrible. But it is funny that the game like openly says, hey, we'll save it at like big points, but you should probably do the rest yourself. And it's just like, oh, so you guys just didn't put a good save system in here.
Or arguably, it's kind of that whole take responsibility, Resident Evil kind of route, where like it's up to the player to make to cover their ass, and it makes the moment-to-moment gameplay that much higher stakes because you could lose all that time.
Well, it's not like Resident Evil where there's like designed save points. You can save like at any time. It's just like tedious.
Okay, so that sounds like old-school PC games where you could save at any point, like before you go into a room and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can't, yeah. You can't like save in combat, but yeah.
Right. Okay.
The writing in that game is real good. That's crazy to hear that The Witcher 3 has good writing. Particularly between Geralt and Triss, and Geralt and Yennefer, just how like Geralt talks to both of them individually is really just a good like change of character. It's really cool that they like were that detailed on it. Beyond that, I hate Geralt's voice so fucking much. Still, I don't need to talk about hating Geralt that much, but it's really annoying. We were right about him, Javi. I'm excited to keep like playing. A problem I see coming is that I'm not doing story missions too much, and I'm just getting a lot of Witcher contracts, which are essentially just different kinds of boss fights. And those are like my favorite part because there's like a bit of like detective work of figuring out what the monster is that like has been like terrorizing the town, and then you have the option about reading it, like into it, see what like its weaknesses are after you like discover what it is, and then you gotta like lure it out. It's just like a fun, I like that gameplay loop a lot more than like just the regular story or side missions. Not that like the story missions are necessarily bad, it's just I like these better. So having a lot of fun with those. I've done a lot of those things, and I'm just worried that I'll get way too over leveled for the main story quest, because I think right now I'm like level 14 and the recommended level for the story mission I have next is like level 7, so I haven't managed that too well. And beyond that, I think that's all the games I've done. So Javi,
all right,
not to put you on all the spot, right, or anything.
But. Really, I haven't played much of anything other than some Disney Infinity, and I've been playing Final Fantasy IX on my Vita, and I hear that that's coming to PC, and mobile devices, so that's pretty exciting. I will buy it on both of those. But yeah, I don't have anything to talk about.
Well, you did something. You got something out this week. Talk about
that. I got a video on our YouTube channel, or two videos actually. They're both about Disney Infinity, about Spider-Man. I worked on the Spider-Man one particularly for a long time, so please enjoy it. Go check it out. I don't really have anything to say though. I have another video in the works right now. But yeah, you'll find out about that later.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So now here's a part where we would like normally talk about news or whatever, but, I was thinking about Game of the Year stuff, but now Dylan didn't make it because he was changing phone carriers. So I've got nothing. Anything happen? There was something about Oculus Rift getting like
Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift.
It goes on pre-sale tomorrow.
Yeah. Still no date or price announced for it, but it's going on pre-sale. like they said that Kickstarter backers for like the dev kit ones, I think, get one for free.
Yeah, and if you bought the dev kit on Kickstarter, you get the final product for free, which is pretty baller.
Yeah,
Lucky's Tale comes with it. That's pretty baller.
I'm gonna have to get a new video card for Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, I think like the recommended is, or it's either recommended or minimum is 970.
I think that's the recommended.
Okay.
Yeah, But don't you like have to run the game twice essentially?
Essentially, yeah.
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 That's what I've been thinking about with the Morpheus stuff of what do games on PS4 look like?
Probably not great, but it's probably good enough.
Like, I guess they could go for like a real like stylized kind of TF2 look.
Sure.
For some things that I didn't play the heist, so I don't know what that looked like, but in my head that's kind of like what I was playing out. Just kind of like the Source looking graphics.
I would hope that since it's VR and it's like a new way to play, that the games are pretty slow paced. So something like PT, like you can make it look really pretty and you're only really rendering the hallway, you know, at one hallway at a time. And that could work if you're rendering that twice for 3D. You can probably make that look pretty nice.
But. Yeah, and I think one of the like flagship games for Morpheus is No Man's Sky. And we've seen what that looks like. And I like the look of that game. So.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll look different, if it'll like downscale for VR or anything, but
yeah, because when they've live demoed it, there's some like frame rate drops and stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
You saying frame rate drops for some reason in my mind reminded me of the Scalebound demo at E3, and also that has now linked me to remember that Scalebound's been delayed to 2017, which is kind of like, which I mean isn't like a big deal for other companies, but like Platinum, like we've talked about them always being able to get the job done like quick.
They're stumbling
and like real well. So I think they said in their release that like it was like overscoped or something, so they need more time to get it down. And I'm down with that. I'm okay, just make it good. I got plenty of games to play. We just talked about how many games I bought. I got time.
I got a lot of Fallout left. So much Fallout left.
What level are you in Fallout?
I think 28.
I think something. I want to say I was like 34 when I stopped.
Yeah, yesterday when I was playing, I've run into some weird bugs, like nothing super game breaking, but there was one where it was like, go clear out this area. And I had already cleared it out, so I went out there, and there was no one there, and I went, and like, it won't let me complete the mission now. and then yesterday, I came out of a cellar, like, from a building's basement, and, like, took two steps and walked off this little ledge, and there was a tree there, and then I was just stuck. Like, I couldn't get past the tree, I couldn't jump back up onto the ledge, I was just stuck. Like, I tried crouching, I tried everything, tried jumping, crouching, doing everything. I was just stuck behind a tree, so I eventually had to reload.
No, you got good cover.
I'm pretty sure I could still be hit.
For some reason in The Witcher, my horse is really good at just walking into the middle of conversations, but the game also tries to, like, fight that and, like, teleports it out for, like, a couple frames, and then just comes back in and just, like, alternates being in picture and out. The fucking horse in Witcher 3 sucks. Oh. I hate it. He's the worst.
I did do a mission where you have to... Anything where somebody says, follow me in Fallout is about to be the worst fucking thing. Because they don't... like, the pathfinding is so terrible for the AI. Like, there was one point where I was following this guy down into this basement. And he just stops on the stairs. I'm right behind him. He keeps going, we gotta hurry! Come on, we gotta hurry. It's like, motherfucker, walk. I'm waiting for you. I tried walking in front of him then and to see if it would like coax him forward. No, he just stood there for about 3 minutes and finally continued along his path. It's so dumb.
That's like such a problem I've had with games of when you're supposed to follow somebody, but their speed is somewhere in between your walking speed and your running speed.
Oh, right. So you're like sitting there feathering the stick.
yeah. But what game was it? It might have been Assassin's Creed that just had like a button to hold that like keeps pace. It might be Assassin's Creed.
That sounds right. I think you're right.
The way The Witcher does it is they just run as fast as you do. So
I know Red Dead had that for the horses. You could hold down X and
that might be what I'm thinking of.
But Assassin's Creed might have had that too. So.
A game I have played in the past had that. But yeah, Witcher handles it pretty well, too. So, other than that, I think it might be time to get into questions?
Let's do
Shortest episode ever.
It's okay. I have to get packing.
We fall apart without Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan is the meat glue of this podcast.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I seriously do need to get packing.
Yeah.
I've been really bad about this. From A Fistful of Crafts. Assassin's Creed Empire got postponed to 2017. What other games do you think need a break? I did not know that. So is this going to be the first year without an Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, in a while, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that article yesterday, which, yeah, that's probably a great idea. Let's make it a biannual thing.
Was 2 released a year after 1? I feel like that one had a break.
Had a break, yeah.
So 2 is the first... After 2, it's been a year for each one.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's so many games.
Because it was 2, and then...
Brotherhood,
and then Revelation? Or was it Revelation and then Brotherhood?
It's Brotherhood, Revelation.
And then 3.
Didn't they do another, like, spinoff before 3?
I don't think so. There was a Vita game that came out, kind of at the same
time. Yeah, there was the Ezio trilogy, and then there's that Vita one, yeah. Or it wasn't even a Vita one, it was a PSP one, wasn't it?
No, it was Vita. Liberation. Oh, okay. Yeah, that is Vita. The thing?
There was a DS Assassin's Creed.
There was also a mobile Assassin's Creed game that was really bad. Yeah. I'm almost positive. Yeah, it was Vita. It looked too good to be PSP.
There was a PSP game, though.
I think that was... I think if there was, it was like an Altair thing.
Well, there is an Altair trilogy.
Just in many different platforms. Mm-hmm. What else we got? So then after three, was it straight to 4?
I think so. I think so.
No, because there was Black Flag.
That is 4.
Four
was it
Black
called
Flag.
4 Black Flag?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Unity happened, and now Syndicate. Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
A lot of years.
Yeah.
COD. I would say COD needs a break, but I don't think it actually does. I think it's fine. Like, it's doing its thing. It's chugging along. There hasn't been the bad one yet. You know, they've all
wasn't
just
that
kind
Ghost?
Of maintaining.
Wasn't Ghost kind of like?
Yeah, arguably. Yeah.
Or as far as like slipping in their release
yeah,
of Ghosts games. Ghosts
was like
is,
the
think,
most
the
shit on other than like Modern Warfare 3, even though I thought that was fine. Wait, I didn't play 3. I played 2. Okay, so no, I don't know about 3.
Yeah, I can't remember the last one I played.
I feel like people were lukewarm on 3. 3 didn't get Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that this one is kind of a step back. Black Ops,
Blops
3 to Advanced Warfare.
Both ways, either oh, it's maintaining the status quo, it's fine, or like it's the best one yet. I've heard both, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't played much of it yet.
Yeah. But what other games do you think need to break? So not COD.
Metal Gear.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Assassin's Creed and COD are the most talked about ones.
Yeah, they're the ones that get
other than like Madden and FIFA.
Yeah, I was gonna
say
sports games might need a break. Or they might need to go to a subscription.
Had a year off.
Like a subscription service and just have yearly updates and not release full games.
If Far Cry is in a weird spot right now, is it seems unclear to me the scope of Far Cry Primal. Whether that's like a full like a Far
or is
Cry
it a Blood
3
Dragon?
Or 4 size thing or you know, or somewhere between Blood Dragon and that. I don't know. Can't really tell. I don't know like what it's being priced at either.
I think that they rushed out Far Cry 4 on the success of 3, and mm-hmm. it looks just like it, and most people that played it said it was just like it.
Yep.
So I don't know if Primal is a huge departure or just a reskin.
It seems kind of in a weird spot right now, but maybe Battlefield. Because Battlefield, it seems like Battlefield just kind of was like,
but
not necessarily like decaying in quality but like functionality.
The broken releases don't help, but that really hasn't been, I mean, shit, when did 4 come out? 4 came out like 2 years ago,
and then Hardline came out this year.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Was that this year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was like February.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm just kind of like looking at my little bookcase next to me. And I like games that I would have said. I see a lot of games that I would like to see another one of. Like, I'm ready to see more Mass Effect. I want to see what Andromeda's about.
Yeah, that's coming. Shit, I saw some people talking about stuff coming out this year and the anticipation of it, but I can't remember what they were, because there was a couple things I saw in there that I thought sounded really good. But now I don't remember what they were.
I think like, the only reason I like want to see another Mass Effect is that they've said that Dragon Age Inquisition is kind of the mold that they're going for like the rest of their RPGs, and I want to see how Mass Effect works with that.
Oh yeah, but No Man's Sky is coming.
But that doesn't need a break though.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. I was just thinking,
I've had enough.
I don't know. I just got my head on the things that are coming out next year. So.
There's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rachel will kill me. Actually, I don't even care. So, no, it doesn't need a break. But there are quite a few Binding of Isaac versions, and they're all Binding of Isaac. But it's fine.
It's like, so there have been
Rebirth, there's Afterbirth, there's the regular one. There's probably another one I haven't thought of, but it's all right.
And I can't tell like what those add. I think it's like items and enemies and stuff. I have no idea how Binding of Isaac works.
They add a handful of playable characters and then hundreds of extra like items and upgrades or whatever.
So. Of all like the roguelikes I've tried, Binding of Isaac is the one that takes the longest to understand what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, it's kind of a like you have to have encyclopedic knowledge of every item and what they look like to really play the game.
It's like it's like the Dota and League of Legends of roguelikes.
Yeah.
I my answer to that would be Assassin's Creed, and that they're kind of giving it more time is a good sign for me, because I was on the edge about actually picking up Assassin's Creed Syndicate, and it was on sale, and I really thought about it, and then I bought other games instead. But I'm actually intrigued about where they can go now, since it kind of feels like they're stopping soon, and I wonder how they'll end it, if at all. Next up, still from Fistful of Craft. There are many terrifying huge MMOs out there, in parentheses, EVE Online, but if money and time would be no issue, which would be yours? So I feel like...
Repeat that question?
If money and time were not an issue, which MMO would you play?
Oh. I'm already playing Elite.
Is that an MMO?
Essentially.
Destiny.
Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah, I would check that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maybe EVE Online. I like spaceships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that one would be cool.
See, but for EVE, it's not so much money and time, it's learning it all, because that seems like the most complicated one.
Yeah, but I think that comes with time. Like, if you could just dedicate that much time to it.
Because, Ryan, time is money.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
Follow the money.
My time is now.
All right. And Prototype, any thoughts on Voltron Netflix reboot? This is the first time hearing about this.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anything about that either.
I have zero thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked Voltron.
I think I saw, like, I didn't know what was going on when I saw it, but, like, when I was 4, I feel like I saw a few episodes. Maybe it was a little bit older. Either way, no idea what was going on. So, yeah, no thoughts. Which playoff team do you think is going to win the Superb Owl? I don't know. Fantasy football is over, so nothing matters to me right now.
I'm surprised they're even playing football games anymore now that fantasy season's over.
Yeah, like, what's even the point?
Why are these games still happening? I don't know. I guess the Texans are in the playoffs, but they're probably going to get destroyed this Saturday right away.
Really? They made it?
Yeah, they won the division. Wow. Not only did they make it, but they have home field for the first game against a team with a better record, because it's a wild card team. They're playing the Chiefs, but the Chiefs didn't win their division.
Are the Texans a newish team? Because I swear I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they well they,
no, they're not. They're not that new, but like
they. On, I think their first season was 2001 or 2002.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On okay. like the. The like spectrum of NFL teams, I think they might be the newest.
Yeah. I think you might be right. Well, the Browns came back.
maybe the Jaguars?
No,
the Jaguars. The Browns. I remember the Jaguars.
The Jaguars and Panthers came out the same year.
Who could forget the Browns? Their logo is a brown football helmet.
Well, yeah, because they were around for a long time, and then they went away, and then they came back. But I think
browner than ever,
right? Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Texas needed another team.
Yeah. The Oilers went away.
All right. Since Assassin's Creed is reportedly taking a break in 2016, do you think it is time for to announce a Watch Dogs sequel?
Oh, of course.
I think I read a rumor that it was maybe in San Francisco.
Watch Doggiest.
Maybe woof, like woof. make a better game.
The You Watch Doggy.
Like I feel like Watch Dogs, you could make a really like cool story and game with all the like, ideas that Watch Dogs has. They just fumbled each one of them.
It was just very generic.
Yeah.
Across the board. From gameplay to story.
I am open for them to get another shot and hopefully do better this time. But yeah. I remember actually Watch Dogs sold like insanely well. Yeah, I remember like when it came out,
E3 demo or whatever it was.
I mean, because they got like the benefit of being like the first, if not the first
looker for like next gen.
Yeah,
because when they showed it,
end up being yeah.
When they showed it, it wasn't even like announced as next gen because it was shown before the consoles.
Yeah.
So it just got like that huge benefit of being the first thing to talk about, and then it got like delayed a few weeks before it was supposed to come out and then came back and looked a lot worse.
You know, that first reveal of it was the ideal gameplay or game reveal for me, at least, where like it
where it's it like, lies let's to the you. Game. It lies to you so hard.
No, but the fact that it just lets the game speak for itself. Let's watch the game and you know it had a little cutscene, people talking, then all of a sudden it's gameplay, you're walking around, you get to see what the character's doing, hacking into stuff. Nobody's on stage telling you how awesome it is or what's going on, like you get to just soak it all in. And it was just a really good presentation. And it ended up being a huge lie, but it was good. That's how you do it.
Yeah. How do you feel about Activision acquiring all of MLG's assets? What the fuck are they going to do with that? That's how I feel. I feel like esports isn't really a big thing outside of like League and Dota. You know, maybe like Counter-Strike Go, but all of like these like forced ass esports aspects of games. Like, was it like Gamescom where Xbox had that like horrible like tournament for Halo 5 or like that one game they showed on stage with like the shoutcasters and everything and it was just really awkward. Did you guys see that?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Did Activision make Rainbow Six Siege?
That's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Okay.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, that's always been their stuff. Their thing. Did anyone play that?
No.
No. But I hear it's a lot more tactical than you'd think. Like, it's not very mainstream, as in it's not, like, pick up and play. It's very
right
in-depth, yeah.
I also hear which it's designed sense. As a free-to-play game, but it's $60. last question. Will you get the Batman Superman cereal releasing this week?
I still got a whole bag of BB-8 oranges. I don't know if I have any room for that.
Holy fuck, those Star Wars tongs
that you linked on
Twitter. Do they have sound effects?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sound effects. Wait, good. Did you say the dolls?
No, oh. Tongs.
Tongs?
Yeah, like barbecue for tongs.
And it plays lightsaber sounds when you
Oh, that's right.
It.
You did like that. I wasn't able to click it. I need to go back and look at that.
I was hoping that it just plays Dueling Fates whenever it's time to flip the burgers.
It's Duel of the Fates.
Whatever.
No worries.
You know. You know what I mean.
Like flipping burgers.
Yeah. Like, that'd be the hypest shit ever.
Yeah.
Be so ready for burgers. Yeah, so didn't Daredevil Season 2 get announced to be, like, releasing, like, the same day as Batman and Superman?
I don't know.
I feel like I saw that on Twitter. When did Daredevil Season 1 come out in March last year? Was it that long ago?
That sounds about right.
Wow.
I think so.
I thought it was, like, summer or something. Jeez.
Might have been. I don't know. March might as well be summer. It's so close.
Yeah, when you really get down to it. Yeah, but that's all the questions we had.
Oh my god.
Look at that. This is like the shortest episode we've done in a while.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Not of all time.
No, not of all time.
No.
Yeah, remember that climb to 200?
Yes, I do. I remember every single episode of that shit. So Ryan, where can people find us?
You can find us on our website, gameovernation.com. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/gamezerovernation. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/gameovernation. Give us a like. You can follow us on Twitter at gameovernation. And why don't you go subscribe on iTunes? We don't tell you people to do that enough. You should do that.
I haven't had iTunes installed on a computer in maybe 4 years.
Also, we probably need to fix our RSS feed, because right now we are not listed under video games.
What are we listed under? Nursing and health?
It goes to like whatever the category
is. Gaming or hobbies. It was hobbies or something.
Yeah, something hobbies. And then the next one, like where it would say gaming, it says unknown. So like you can follow the little path.
No, it's perfect. That's perfect.
We have no idea.
That's exactly where we need to be.
In the unknown.
We're on the underground.
Uh-huh. You can find us on the dark web. That's the only place you can find us.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not even listening right now because you don't know how to get on the dark web.
We're talking to nobody.
We don't even know how to post this.
I just keep it on my hard drive.
It's like, we should just start releasing podcasts, but only make one copy of them, like that Wu-Tang album.
Or release each of our individual tracks so listeners have to play them all at the same time.
Yeah. It's just like, you gotta put them all together. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. This is a great idea. I'm really liking where this is going. We've got a great 2016 ahead of us.
It can only go up.
Can only go up.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, it could get way worse. We're gonna make people start coming over to Javi's house, plug in a USB stick, and then copy the podcast off of that and then take it home and listen. That's gonna be the new distribution method.
It's the way it's meant to be played.
We have listeners mail us their USB sticks. We put it back on the thing and mail it back out.
Yeah.
Sounds like all right, cool. You have just listened to an episode of our podcast. Congratulations. Make sure to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and watch all our videos. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Goodbye.
Bye.